Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dennis Buten from House of Heroes, Connecticut, joining us, and Steve LePage, the superintendent of schools in District 7. And, let's settle it once and for all, Steve. Norfolk, Norfolk, Norfolk. Like, what is it?
I go with Norfolk, but there's
Norfolk.
There's controversy around that.
Well, I mean, but that's what you go with.
Yes.
And what's number two in terms of it's? So you go Norfolk, like folk, like people, Norfolk.
Sure.
Okay. And what's the second most common?
Probably Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Yeah.
Someone told me that was it, but no Norfolk.
I hear that as well.
Dennis,
get out of that argument.
Good morning, guys. And it's great to have you in. There's a couple things I want to cover. Obviously, I want to know, what the school involvement with House of Heroes, because I know you did something, and then what's going on Monday. But I think it's really important. We got a minute here, and then we got to do traffic and weather, and then we'll have a full block. But Dennis, not everybody knows what House of Heroes does. So can you just give people a refresher about what this organization
does?
Sure,
Ryan. Well, thanks for having me on. And, you've always been very generous with the veterans and veterans topics and supportive. And House of Heroes has been around since 2012. And what we do is recognize, honor, and serve Connecticut's veterans for their sacrificial service to our country. And how do we do that? We do it by providing one-day, no-cost home improvements. And, there are just so many veterans out there, older and even some younger, who, maybe they're struggling, maybe they're disability, maybe they have war wounds or dealing with issues because of their service. And, they can't necessarily take care of their homes the way they used to. And that's what we're there for.
How many a year do you get to do?
Well, when we get done this weekend, we've got our final two projects of 2024 this Saturday. We'll have done 31 this year. And just the project we did with Northwest Schools District 7 on Monday, that was our 250th since we were founded in 2012. So a lot of veterans we've helped, but there's so many more out there.
Yeah, well, and the more money you can raise, the more people you can help, the more volunteers you have, the more you can do. And we'll get into what Steve's students did. We're back here with Dennis Buten from House of Heroes, Connecticut, and Steve LePage from District 7, the superintendent there. So, Steve, you guys did something on Monday, you said, Dennis, is that right?
It was Monday, a week before Veterans Day.
So what happened? What did you guys do?
So we worked on putting together a project we started talking over the last year. We had done some projects together when I was in a previous district. So essentially, there was a veteran in Winsted who needed a lot of yard work done. He's an 85-year-old Navy veteran, Leon Gomlinski, terrific guy. And he was out there in his lawn tractor, just kind of when we went before the actual work was done, he showed us everything that needed to be done. There was a lot of work that needed to be done. So I was able to, with the help of my staff, I have a terrific team up at Northwestern. We had 21 students who came out. We did extensive amount of yard work. We filled a 30-yard dumpster. We did sanding, painting, fixing concrete steps. Basically 6 straight hours of work.
Why? So you did this when you were in Plainville. You started your relationship with Dennis, right?
That's right.
Why, are you a veteran?
I'm not.
Wait, so what drew you to this?
Well, I just believe in honoring those who have served us. I do have a number of close family. My mother and father are both Air Force veterans. My brother is an Air Force veteran. My brother-in-law was in Desert Storm and Desert Shield, Desert Storm as an Army. He did airborne. So all around my family, I have Marines. It's a military family, and I consider going myself. One of my regrets is not going. So
yeah.
I'm trying to give back with the help and teach good service lessons for my.
How about
students.
The kid? You want to say something? I want to ask you about the kids. Like, was it difficult to get kids? How was the experience for them? Were they conscious of the context?
That was the best part. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was not difficult to get students, and I think if we do this in the future, which I think we will, hopefully on an annual basis.
I feel like every school system should do something.
It's
right?
Absolutely, it's amazing, and it's hard to capture in words. Being there is quite different. But 21 students, I could have had more. That was about all that the project could handle and keep everyone busy doing things.
Yeah.
But everyone was busy all day, the entire day. I know our kids slept really well that night, and they felt great. Leon was terrific. He was so humbled and thankful, and told the kids before we left, please go home and tell your parents they did a phenomenal job raising you because you're great kids, and I'm so grateful. He was choked up and fighting back tears. It was a really feel good day for everybody.
Well, I mean, that's I don't want to be melodramatic and say life-changing for the kids, but that'll be a memory that will stay with them. I'm quite sure of it. We're talking with Steve LePage, who's the superintendent of schools in District 7, which is a bunch of towns, Barkhamsted, Norfolk, New Hartford, and others. And Colebrook. Dennis Holbrook?
Colebrook.
Colebrook, yep. Yeah. And Dennis Buden, the House of Heroes, Connecticut. I want to...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get to Monday, but I want to ask you, Dennis, quickly, as we've transitioned, and I don't know if the gentleman you helped was Korea or because he's too young to be World War II, as we transition from World War II to Korea to Vietnam to Gulf and Afghanistan, are the needs different? You know, like, I mean, has it changed of like what these gentlemen, men and women like need or what kind of shape they're in? Like,
well, you know, I think the important thing to know is that veterans are like every one of us. You know, as we age, we need assistance, you know. Everyone, as they get older, you know, they maybe they lived in their home for 20, 30, 40, even 50 years. When they get a little bit older, you know, they want to stay in their home and they can't take care of their home anymore. So veterans are no different than anyone else, and they need assistance when they get older. And, you know, I think what makes it special is that, you know, they're a select group that chose to sacrifice a portion of their lives to serve our country. And, you know, we owe them this. You know, we enjoy our freedoms because of their sacrifice. And this is the least we can do to help them out.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, so what's going on Monday? Monday's, of course, Veterans Day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We've had a Veterans Day planning committee in place for since I went up to Northwestern, and they had one before. But we've been planning a great day for all the students from, we have 7th through 12th grade students, so our middle school and high school under one roof. We have an amazing breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. So we invite all of the relatives of our students and our staff to come in who are veterans, and they come in and have breakfast with their family member in our cafeteria.
Get how many people will come in?
We're hoping for about 50. It varies from year to year, and there's a lot going on Veterans Day. So I know a lot of the veterans are out there, you know, visiting a number of places. Yeah. But we'll have a beautiful breakfast thanks to our fantastic kitchen staff and everyone who's put time into that. Our student council is going to be greeting the veterans and seating them and serving them and clearing their plates. And we have personalized gifts that were made by our engineering.
You brought one in. It's CTE so class. Amazing. Oh. I mean, that was done on a 3D printer?
That was done on a laser cutter. And it, you know, it says veteran on one side and has the American flag on the other side. We had some of our students paint the flag, and it's
beautiful. I mean, it's
thank
like,
you. Yeah, yeah, they did a great job. I'm really proud of them, and they put a lot of heart into it. They made 75 of those, so you know, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, do you want it back?
No, you can have. You can have it.
Can I keep it? I thought maybe it was for me. I wanted to keep it.
I know our kids would be grateful to have you.
Yeah, I think it's, and again, like I have three teenagers, so I mean, any sort of like life lesson-y things to, it's so important because I think a lot of kids don't have. They don't understand. You know, they don't have a context. And I think providing them a context is really important. Dennis, you know, you do a bunch of events. You know, you're a nonprofit. If people want to get involved, either volunteering or if people want to make a donation or what have you, where can they go to do that kind
yeah,
of stuff?
Yeah, the best thing to do, Brian, if you want to, you can sign up to volunteer. You can donate, of course. And, you know, maybe you work for a company that wants to get involved as a project partner, as a sponsor of our organization. You can adopt a project, have your employees come out. And just like the kids did from Northwest Region 7 on Monday, you know, your company employees can come out and help in a project that you adopt. And you would do that by going to our website at www.hohct.org, hohct.org. And there's places, as I said, to donate, volunteer, sign up, or even nominate a veteran for assistance.
Right. Someone you know might need some help. That's a great idea. You can get all that info at hohct.org. And I'll see you again probably this isn't the end of the interview. I'll see you at the holiday store, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be there again. Love to come and visit you guys during the holidays.
That's what you should do. We raise money for the Salvation Army. You should get a bunch of kids together, do something, fundraise for the Salvation Army. Come down and put them on the radio.
That sounds fantastic.
We should definitely do that. Can I ask you, we're talking with Steve LePage and Dennis Buden. We're talking about Veterans Day and House of Heroes, and Steve's the superintendent of schools in District 7. We were talking a lot off mic. We only have like 2 minutes, but
sure.
My wife's in education. I have three teenagers. How's the battle with technology going within your school?
Well, it was interesting. When we were working hands-on doing this project on Monday, you didn't see many cell phones out. Maybe during lunch they'd take it out and have a little cell phone break, which was fine. In the schools, we've had a working with our Board of Education chair and our Board of Ed, looking at our current policy. You know, the state sent out guidance just before school began. I think it was August 21st.
Yeah. Lamont just says, yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah. You know, honestly, our policy was pretty well aligned. Our middle school, they're not allowed to have phones in, to use phones in school. They bring them to have them in their backpacks so after school for arranging rides, things like that. It's really not a big issue in our middle school. Our high school is more where, you know, our students have a little more freedom. Our current policy is they can't use it during instructional time and, you know, during class period. But they can use it during passing time in the cafeteria, you know, senior the commons when they have a.
And how's it going? How's it going?
Well, that's been the practice. We've really implemented it with fidelity, making sure that the students know we're taking this seriously. We're trying to. Some districts go with the lock packs where you can't have the phone access to the phone all day. I know our students were terrified about that. You know, we had students on the committee, we had parents, teachers, board members, and administrators, and we talked about it at two different meetings. We did surveys of the whole district. You know, our kids are really respectful. I have to give them a lot of credit. They rose to the challenge of staying within the guidelines so that we don't have to be more restrictive and that they have some freedoms, but not, you know, they have to learn to regulate. It's the world. We all do it. We're on cell phones a lot. So, you know, taking them, locking them away when they get out of school, the use will probably just go up by 50%.
But if you empower them to make the right decision, then they're more likely to stick.
That's my feeling. You have to keep it out of instructional time, keep it from being a distraction when they're taking extra bathroom time during class. So we're looking at tightening those areas. But
Steve, it's great to meet you. It's great work in the school system, and we look forward to talking more. Good luck on Monday. And Dennis, thank you for all the great work that you do, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.